When the 24 dancers take the stage, they will showcase 1920s jazz and 1940s swing, as well as today's freestyle jazz approach. The goal is to pay tribute to the contributions that black dancers, black communities, and African tribes have made to jazz. Associate teaching professor of dance, Anne Beck, who has choreographed the show, says the dancers will be wearing masks and will practice social distancing, but that won't change the audience's appreciation of this genre.
Commercial jazz that you see today, or in music videos, or some of the social dances that you might recognize, or on Broadway even, tap dance. So many of the little branches, if you think of like the roots of jazz being African tribal dance and African dances, all the branches are all those other things that we know more commercially now. But really, you have to pay tribute to all of those African roots within. And that's really my goal in kind of paying respect and show a very deep appreciation for the fact that jazz as we know it today wouldn't exist without those African roots.
Dancer Shelby Brown says she loves the idea of exploring these roots.
Coming into the college setting and getting to be able to have this deeper training in dance within these different styles is really important and vital, and I'm glad that we were able to explore that.
Beck also expects the audience to be impressed by the versatility of the dancers who have overcome the pandemic challenges to create such vibrant work.
Sometimes I've taught people that are hard of hearing or speak a different language. We don't speak the same language. So somehow in dance, that all goes away and we can just translate and speak one language through the movement of the body. So that's really always been a fascinating thing.
The live stream of Tribute starts at 7:30 p.m. on March 13th. Tickets are $10 for both state students and faculty and $15 for the general public. In Monsey, for IPR, I'm Xinhui Shen.